The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 15th Chapter, text number 49, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 26th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: Vidura, while on pilgrimage, left his body at Prabhasa. Because he was absorbed in thought of Lord Krishna, he was received by the denizens of the Pitriloka, where he returned to his original post.
This Vidura was Jamaraj. So, he was cursed by one muni to go down and take birth in Shudra family. Jamaraj was very exalted post, but still Jamaraj means the superintendent of death. There is Pitri Loka, Jama Loka, different planets. And where each planet is situated, how many miles, Jojan, the Sanskrit is called Jojan. Jojan means 8 miles. So, how many Jojan is one planet is situated from the another planet? That is all described in the Bhagavad. Fifth canto. So, there is a Pitri Loka, Jama Loka, just like the moon planet, we are trying to go there. But there are different lokas, planets, and you can go not by the Sputnik, by force, no. You have to qualify yourself. Just like to come to your country to take the permanent visa, I had to qualify in so many ways the immigration department. Not by force. Even in this planet, you cannot enter any country without being permitted. How you can enter other planets? Simply by force? No, that is not possible. You have to qualify yourself. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva vrata devan. A person can go to the planets of the demigods, Devan. There are many demigods, Indra, Chandra, Varun, Vayu, Brahmalok, Prajapati Lok, Siddha Lok. They are in the higher planetary system. This is, we are now situated in the middle. Bhuloka, it is called Bhuloka. Above this, there is Bhuvar Loka. Above that, Saraloka, Janaloka, Mahaloka, Sattaloka, like that. Urdhaloka, they are higher planets, they are middle. And then lower planetary system. Urdhanga chanti sattasva. If you develop satagun, the quality of goodness, then according to your degree of goodness, you get promoted to the higher planets. Urdhanga chanti sattasva, madhye tishthanti rajasa. If you are in the passion modes, then you stay here, in this middle planet. and jaghanna gunavrittistha adhogacchanti tamasa. Those who are in the most abominable condition of life, adhogacchanti, they go down. Not only the down planetary system, but even to the animal kingdom, the beasts, birds, trees, plants, aquatics, you have to go. After all, you have to change this body. Change, this is Bhagavad Gita says, tatha dehantara prapti. As we are changing this body from childhood, from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youth, this is practical. You are not the same body as you had your body in the womb of your mother. That body is gone. Now, daily changing, every moment, you are changing body. Advancing age means I am changing body. You are changing body. So it is very easy to understand that we are changing our body. But I know, you know, every one of us, that I had such and such body. You remember that you had a child's body, you were playing like that. When you see another child, you say, oh, I was also a child like him, and I was doing like this. But where is that body that is gone? Now you have got another. This example is given in the Bhagavad Gita. So as you are changing body, tatha dehantara prapti. Similarly, after giving up this body, you have to accept another. This is the logic. And any sane man can understand. So, we have become so rascal that we do not believe in the transmigration of the soul. Actually, I am presently, I can understand that I had such and such body, now I have transmigrated to this body. How I have done, that is not known to you or me. That is called achinta. Perceptive. Just like the child is changing body, and you saw one child on the lap of his mother. Say after a few years, you come, you cannot recognize the same child who has grown up. Oh, the mother says, this is such and such. Oh, how you have become so grown up. So things are taken imperceptibly. That is going on by the certain laws of nature. This is a great science. There is no discussion of this science in any university of the whole world. They are advancement of knowledge. They are claiming advancement of knowledge. What knowledge you have got? You do not know what you are, and you are advancement in knowledge. Therefore, Sanatan Goswami, who was Prime Minister of Nawab Hussain Shah, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his first proposition was that gramma vyavahare kahe pandit satya kori mani. My dear sir, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, some neighboring people, they call me, I am very learned scholar. Gramma vyavahare. In ordinary behavior, they call me, I am very learned scholar. But I do not know what I am. I am such a scholar. This is the submission. This is called submission. Everyone is puffed up that I know I know everything. So there is no need of going to a guru. This is the method to approach a guru, spiritual master. Surrender. That I know so many rubbish things which are useless. Now kindly teach me. This is called submission. Just like Arjuna said, Shishyasteham Shadimam Prapanyam. When there was argument between Arjuna and Krishna, and when the matter was not solved, then Arjuna submitted to Krishna. My dear Krishna, now we are talking as friends. No more friendly talking. I accept you as my spiritual master. Kindly teach me what is my duty. That is Bhagavad Gita. So, one has to learn. Tad vijnanartham se guru meva avigacche. This is the Vedic intention. Yeah, what is the value of life? How it is changing? How we are transmigrating from one body to another? What is, what I am? I am this body, or beyond something. These things are to be inquired. That is human life. Atata brahma jignasa. This inquiry is to be made. So it is Kali Yuga. Without any knowledge, without any inquiry, without any guru, without any book, everyone is God. This is going on. Fool's paradise. So, this is not hell. Yet, about the Vidur, he also, Viduropi parityajya prabhasi devamatmana krishnabheshena tachitya pitrivi saksayam jajo. I was talking about Vidur. Vidur was Jamuraj. So, eccentric person was brought before Jamuraj for punishment. So when the eccentric person inquired from the Jamuraj, that I don't remember that I have committed in my life any sin. Why I have been brought here for judgment? So Jamuraj said that you do not remember in your childhood you pricked one ant with a needle through the rectum and she died, therefore you have to be punished. Let's see. In childhood, in ignorance, because he committed some sin, he has to be punished. And we are willingly against the principle of religion that thou shalt not kill, we have opened so many thousands of slaughterhouses, giving a nonsense theory that the animal has no soul. Just see the fun. And this is going on. And we want to be in peace. Therefore, your Senate House has issued some injunction, order, that on the 30th of April 1974, there will be mass prayer. We explain it. You might have seen that. It is good that at least the managers of the state, they are coming to their sense. But this sentiment will not help. One must be serious. The sinful activities, as we have forwarded our manifesto, that no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. But I think they will not agree to this state. and what prayer will do. No. God is not so foolish that you go on doing all nonsense and simply by prayer you become out of it, punishment. No. That is not possible. Therefore I am speaking of the Viduras. So, that saintly person accepted to be punished by Jamaraj, but he also cursed him that because in my innocence I committed some sin, you are punishing me in this way. So I also curse you that next life you will have to become a Shudra, because you have no intelligence of a Brahmana or Kshatriya. So Vidura became a Shudra. Shudra means he was born by a king. He was begotten by a king. But his mother was Shudra, maidservant. That was the system that when a king is married, the father of the princess also gives so many girls to go with the princess as maid servant. And sometimes the maid servants also give birth. They are called Dasi Putra. Such son could not claim to the throne, but were provided Dasi Putra. So Vidur's history is like that. He was a Dasi Putra, brother, stepbrother, not exactly stepbrother, but brother of Maharaj Dhritarashtra. But he was a very saintly person, because formerly in his previous life he was Jamaraj, so he was not an ordinary man. So he cultivated spiritual consciousness. Now, after leaving this body, he returned again Prithivi Sakhayam Jaju. He again returned to his original post. Temporarily, he got the life of a Shudra. Again he returned back by his pious activities. Similarly, there are many narrations in the Puranas. Sometimes Indra, the king of heaven, he was also cursed by Brihaspati to become a hog in this planet. So there are many incidences by cursing, by accident, even by accident. You have to accept a body which you do not desire. That is just like Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, he was the king of this planet, and at the age of 24 years, very young age, young wife, young children, kingdom of the whole planet, he left everything. He went to the forest for cultivating spiritual advancement. But one day he saw that a deer was drinking water in front. In the meantime, there was a roaring of a lion. And the deer was pregnant. She gave birth to a cub and she played her. So Bharat Maharaj saw the little cub is dying. He picked up and kept, and it began to growing. So he had some little affection, just like we have got affection for cubs of dog and others. So one day that little cub did not return in the evening, and he went to search out on the hill, and accidentally he fell down, and next life he became a deer. Yes. This is the science. Jang-jang-bhāpi-smarana-bhāvaṁ tajat-tanti-kali-varam. In the Bhagavad Gita, I'll find at the time of death, as you are thinking, you will be carried to such body. Let's see, this is the example. Just like this, Bhartamara is such an exalted person, he had to become a deer. But because he was very spiritually advanced, although he became a deer, he was living with the saintly persons. Where saintly persons were sitting, he was sitting down there. He was eating the flowers and leaves which the saintly person left after worship. In this way, he had to wait for one life, and the next life, he became a son of a nice Brahmana. So, because he was remembering these different births, he became very grave and silent. He was not talking with anyone. So, it is very dangerous to contaminate. So, he was known as Jadvara. This story you will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, just try to understand that death is there. You have to die. You may declare yourself, I am very independent, I don't care for God or anyone, but God will not excuse you. You have to die. You will see God in the form of death, just like Hiranyakashipu is saying. Prahlad says, my dear father, why don't you accept God? Who is God? I don't care for your God. You rascal boy, you are chanting Hare Krishna. So God, the atheist may declare like that, there is no God, but he'll see God at death. That is compulsory. There is no excuse. So, at the time of death, the mentality which you have created by practice, sadā-sadbhāva-bhāvita, will act. This Hare Krishna movement, this Krishna consciousness movement, is simply educating people so that at the time of death one can remember Krishna. That's all. This simple. And if he is fortunate enough to do this, immediately he stands firm to the Krishna Loka. Immediately. Within a second. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Takta deham punar janmanaiti mameti kaunteya. So, why we should waste our time thinking so many nonsense things? Why not think of Krishna, how beautiful he is standing here with Radha Rani? And we come here and take the impression and simply think of him. Our life is perfect. This is Krishna consciousness. What is the difficulty and what is your loss? If you gain such big profit simply by thinking of Krishna, why should you lose this opportunity, this human form of life? A cat cannot be educated, a dog cannot be educated. If I teach a dog, my dear dog, please think of Krishna, he is animal. It is not possible. But a human being, although at the present moment he is like a dog, but he can be trained to become a human being and think of Krishna. That is possible. So we should take the opportunity. Bhavanam janmanam ante. This life is gotten after many, many births. You do not know, we have forgotten. This is the opportunity. And here is the proof, Shastra, that Krishna Veshena Tachitta. How Jamaraj, Vidu, returned to his place. Now Krishna Veshena Tachitta. He was fully absorbed in Krishna thought. Not only Krishna, you can go to Krishna Loka or any Loka you desire. The yogis, they also can do that. Yoga practice. But that is not possible in this age. The so-called yoga practice going on simply blah. Real yoga practice means one becomes so perfect that he will not die natural death. He die when he likes. He will not be forced to die. When he thinks, now I am fully prepared, now I shall leave this planet, I shall go to such and such planet, such and such loka, he will immediately pass. That is yoga practice. So, that practice is not possible. Therefore, still in India, you'll find many yogis are there. They come to Kumbh Mela that will be held in the month of February from distant places. And you'll see just like young men, but some of them are 300 years old, 400 years old. Still. How? They are preparing themselves. They think. A yogi thinks that now I am not prepared. There may be mistake. I am not prepared to enter such and such planet. So, that concession is given there by the yogic practice. Just like you appear for an examination. Unless you are fully prepared, you are certain that I must pass, you do not appear. Similarly, the yogis, unless one thinks that I am now fully competent to enter such and such planet, he does not give out this birth. But that practice may be successful for one or two persons. Generally, it is not successful. But this Krishna consciousness, bhakta yoga system, is so easy and perfect that if you simply think of Krishna, and if you become perfect and to think of Krishna at the time of death, then immediately you are transferred to the Krishna loka. Or any loka you like. Not only Krishna loka, any loka. If you desire to go to heavenly planet, to Brahma planet, to Satya loka, Mahaloka, Jalaloka, many thousands and millions of planets are there. Or even if we want to go beyond this material world, to the Vaikuntha planet, Krishna planet, Goloka planet, you can go. This is that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jānti deva vṛtā devān pitri jānti pitri vṛtā. People, just like, they're very much anxious to go to the moon planet. And what is this nonsense moon planet? It is also a material planet. Actually, if you go moon planet, you can live for 10,000 years. That is the statement in this verse. But after 10,000 years, you have to die. So if you go to any planet within this material world, the four material, problems, namely birth, death, old age and disease will follow you. Thank you very much.